This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us. We'll be back tomorrow, raring and ready to go. You better be ready for me, because I'm ready for you.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of that conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always tell people, look, whether we're on the same side or not, now, actually, what I'd like to say to you, if you're an American, we must be on the same side, right? No, come on, seriously. So whether we're on the same side or not, you got to get involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. For those of you who love Facebook, we're up on Facebook Live as well during the break, or actually for the whole thing. Like we don't always have a good show. I always think we have a good show. What can I tell you? Larry Platt's going to join us from the Gun Owners of America here after the first segment. I'm going to talk about some of the gun rights. Yeah, what was accomplished in 2016, number one? But number two is, look at what's going on here in California, right? With a gun law. Well, I should say the no more owning gun laws. And they're sneaky. Yeah, some of the laws they have are really extremely sneaky. They kind of bury things in such a fashion that you can't, you can't argue it. I hope, I believe it'll be argued. You know, the lieutenant governor, and I think the reason I can't remember his name all the time, because I truly, truly, truly am trying to get him out of my life. Gavin Newsom. He's just a miserable man. Very unhappy, miserable man. And Gavin says the Second Amendment only applies to your right to own a gun. It doesn't apply to your right to have ammunition. No, it really, you realize that these eco-freaks are going to get to the point saying, you have a right to own a car, but you don't have a right to have gasoline. That's right. I mean, just a bunch of freaks. Okay, so, you know, I'm involved in education. And I get nuts on a regular basis. And I keep talking about how the education system needs to be overhauled. Truly, honestly, overhauled. And I know I'm going to massacre his name. I know this, so just deal with it ahead of time. You know how I am with the English language. I really stink at it. Michio Kaku is an American theoretical physicist, futurist, and popularizer of science. Now, Kaku's, and I get a kick out of him. He's got a great sense of humor. Kaku is a professor of theoretical physics at the City College of New York. And he recently, in a panel conversation, talked about the American education system. I could say this, but I couldn't say it better than he did. Take a listen.
First of all, let me say that science is the engine of prosperity. From steam power to electricity to the laser to the disker to the computer.
That's not true.
We're talking technology. About. However, the information revolution has a weakness, and the weakness is precisely the educational system. The United States has the worst educational system known to science. Our graduates compete regularly at the level of third world countries. So how come the scientific establishment of the United States doesn't collapse? If we're producing a generation of dummies, if the stupid index of America keeps rising every year, just watch network television and reality shows, right? How come the scientific establishment of the United
States... He and I are so much on the same page with this. The stupid poll. I like that. We should have a stupid index. I'm good with that.
The United States doesn't collapse. Let me tell you something. Some of you may not know this. America has a secret weapon. That secret weapon is the H-1B. Without the H-1B, the scientific establishment of this country would collapse. Forget about Google. Forget about Silicon Valley. There wouldn't be no Silicon Valley without the H-1B. And you know what the H-1B is? It's the genius visa, okay? You realize that in the United States, 50% of all PhD candidates are foreign-born. At my system, one of the biggest in the United States, 100% of the PhD candidates are foreign-born. The United States is a magnet sucking up all the brains of the world, but now the brains are going back. They're going back to China. They're going back to India. And people are saying, oh, my God, there's a Silicon Valley in India now. Oh, my God, there's a Silicon Valley in China. Duh. Where did it come from? It came from the United States. So don't tell me that science isn't the engine of prosperity. You remove the H-1B visa and you collapse the economy. In Wall Street Journal, editorialized against a congressman who wanted to ban the H-1B, saying they'll take jobs away from the American people. The Wall Street Journal said, look, there are no Americans who can take these jobs. These are at the highest level of high technology. They don't take away jobs for Americans. They create entire industries. And so that's why we have an Achilles heel, and that's the educational system. And again, sociology majors are not necessarily going to be the ones determining the future of Silicon Valley. But physicists, the engineers, we need...
He goes on, they go on to argue with each other after that, but here's the deal. He's so right. I mean, the way that our system is set up, we lose. We lose on a regular basis. They set up their young people. They're training their young men and women to be physicists, to be scientists, to do all these things. We've got some of the best education institutions in the world here in this country, in this nasty, terrible, oppressive country of ours. And look what we're doing for the rest of the world. And he's exactly right. We send them back to their countries, or they go back to their countries, and they create a heck of an economy. Larry Pratt's going to join me. He's the executive director of Gun Owners of America. Been there for over 30 years. We're going to talk to him right after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us. We'll be back tomorrow, raring and ready to go. You better be ready for me, because I'm ready for you.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. Check out our writers. We have always got good stories. I think we always have good stories up on the website. Anyway, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. If you're a Facebook freak, I don't know any other way to put it. If you're a Facebook freak, head over there because we're up on Facebook. And I'm already looking in that, I call it chat room. My wife says it shows you how old I am. It's a feed, I guess. It's a live feed. A lot of people in that room are much smarter than I am. I'm telling you, just by their comments already, I can tell. Again, I am Joe Messina, your host. Hey, head up to the website or head over to Amazon. You want to buy this little book called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's right. Everything that America has learned to hate. over the last 8 years. But I got to tell you something. If you go grab the book, I haven't had anybody yet, even from the far left, send me an email and say, I hate the book, because I deal with stuff from a common sense attitude. The bottom line with it is this. We have to be able to talk to each other. If we can't talk to each other, have differences of opinions, we're in a world of hurt. Trump won't save us. Nobody's going to save us. It's just not going to work. Anyway, let me get to my guests, because I can't wait to have them on and talk about some of the issues that are going down in this country. I got to tell you, I had no hope, but when Trump got elected, I went, okay, we may have a shot here. Larry Pratt's joined me. He's the executive director of Gun Owners of America. He's been there for over 30 years, and GOA is a national membership organization of well over 300,000 Americans. And I love that. See, not Democrats, not Republicans, 300,000 Americans dedicated to promoting their Second Amendment freedom. Larry, thanks for being with me tonight.
Well, thank you for having me with you. It's really a pleasure. Glad we have a chance to do it.
Oh, yeah. Always a pleasure to talk to somebody who has a clue. You know, I guess at this stuff, but you're in it every day. Now, I did catch you off a little bit today. I sent you some of the California crazy. I don't even know what to call these things. These are anti-gun laws. They're not gun safety laws like they like to say they are. In my mind, my humble little opinion, they are anti-gun laws. I know I sent you a list of them. Some of the stupid things, like, now, in order to eject a magazine from a gun, you have to have there's an inverted button. There's no way for you to press that unless you have a bullet with a tip or a special little tool. Now, when you're in the middle of trying to protect yourself, maybe you know better than I do. Is there a certain keyword you can tell your assailant to kind of time out to you change the magazine? Now, how does that work?
I think when your assailant hears a pause in the firing, he'll become even more aggressive, and you'll be even in more danger. And these little snowflakes get their ideas of guns from watching movies. They don't get it from any direct knowledge. And if they had ever fired a gun at even a paper target, they'd realize that, you know, there's a little bit more to it than just picking it up and pulling the trigger. It's really easy to miss. And if you're being attacked by some dude on drugs, he may not go down with one, two, three, four, however many direct hits. There have been cases where people have been shot multiple times, and they keep coming. Mm-hmm. And for these clowns to think that somehow you can defend yourself with a limit of, what is the magazine limit, 10 rounds before you hit the magic button?
Yeah, in California.
Come on.
Yep.
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
One of my favorites, though, where if I had enough money for an investment, maybe I ought to go talk to Trump for a loan. You set up signs about 2-3 miles outside of California in Arizona, Nevada, and there's a nice county, Josephine, up north of California and Oregon. And the signs would read, half a mile to last ammo chance before California.
I like that.
Then you could stop and load up your trunk with all of the pistol or rifle ammunition that your little heart desires before you get into California, where they have some incredible limits on you. It's like Marquis de Queensberry is no longer a joke, but he's making laws, and you have to fight bad guys, any number of them, with one hand tied behind your back.
Now, come on, Larry. You and I have both seen movies. We know that you can shoot the gun out of the hand of your assailant or of a bad guy. I mean, don't you watch the movies?
Hey, when I'm under stress, I can put a bullet right in their barrel.
You know, I would love some of these people to be just, even if it's just one of those places where they go into the, a simulator and have to deal with this and understand what it's like to have to make split-second decisions. They really are out of touch with reality, some of these people who are anti-gun and really have never been involved in anything that has to do with protecting yourself, right?
A good point about the simulators, because even though you know that nobody's trying to kill you, a little moving cardboard target or whatever it might be is not shooting back at you, just the competitive nature of that thing to see if you can nail it before the time runs out, before it gets to a certain point, whatever the object is in that exercise, you can get so hyper that when I was at gun sight training program one day. The idea was that we were to develop trigger control on a fully automatic machine gun. And so this target would be moving toward us, and then at the sound of a signal, we were to fire one shot, one round. Now, there's a little bit of adrenaline flowing because the target's moving toward you, and there's the time limit, and blah, blah, blah. And so pretty much when the signal sounded, it was bam, then somebody was so excited that they fired off a round, a burst. It's a little embarrassing. And that's real world, even when your life is nowhere in danger.
Yeah, I wish these people would take the time to really understand what it's like to you know, be protected, have to be protected, and what it's like to want to protect your family. Look, I grew up around guns. I didn't grow up in the middle of Montana either. I grew up in Boston. When I left Boston, I actually had a license to carry. I had 22 pistols.
Wow.
In all the years that I was in there, in all the years I had 22 pistols, Larry, not one of them got up in the middle of the night and killed anybody. I didn't go hurt anybody with them. I never went crazy with them. So, you know, this mindset that why does somebody need more than one gun? If they have too many guns, they're going to hurt somebody. Where was all this craziness coming from?
Yeah, no, it's another worldview, and I kind of appreciated your being willing to sort of beard the lion with the title of your book, The Ramblings. What is it? The Ramblings of a Right Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. And I thought, gee, I didn't know I'd written an autobiography.
Oh yeah, well, join the hated club. I guess that's what it really boils down to. You know. We got to go to a break here, but when we come back, I want to start hitting on some of the laws or some of the key issues that we won in 2016 and what we can look forward to in 2017. Can we save the Second Amendment? Can we strengthen it? I want to talk about that on the other side of the break. Larry Pratt joins me. He's the Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. Don't go far. Got a lot I want to talk about on the other side of the break. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mm-hmm.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us. We'll be back tomorrow, raring and ready to go. You better be ready for me, because I'm ready for you.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time you're spending with me. And please be involved in the conversation. Two things I hate, you know this. One is, don't just spew the party line, because I will have a field day with you. You need to know what it is you're talking about. Why do you support freedom of speech? Why do you support gun rights? Why do you support equality, which I don't believe. I don't believe that the people on the far left want equality. I am on a mantra this year that they want control, not equality. Sorry, guys. That's just how I feel. But the bottom line is, have some talking points you can work with. Be able to speak to these things with some intelligence and with some ammunition. If you want some ammunition on basic issues, all you got to do is go over to Amazon.com, pick up my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I give you all the ammunition you need to be able to fight some of these people back. Anyway, I want to get right back to my guest. Larry Pratt joins me. He's the Executive Director of Gun Owners of America for well over 30 years. And GOA is a national membership organization with well over 300,000 Americans. Larry, thanks for joining me. And I love the Americans part. I'm so glad you put 300,000 Americans on there.
Well, you got it. These are people that are very involved, and actually the number that have gotten involved, at least through social media, with Gun Owners of America is probably closer to a total of a million. A lot of people came over to the website at gunowners.org after I did a show with Piers Morgan. And this poor British guy lives in the United States, and the only thing I can figure is he must be very unhappy every day of his life that he has to live here with us unreconstructed rebels who have never figured out the benefits that King George was trying to give us, you know? And he just was beside himself when we did that show. And he so embarrassed himself that he blew our server out 3 times. It crashed, and I pled with the IT, like, quick, get more capacity up here. And we couldn't get it up there fast enough.
stuff.
Larry, was he unaware that we won in the Revolutionary War? Apparently, he was not aware that he won, that we won, and we weren't going to take any information from his side anymore.
Well, I think intellectually he knows that, but he's not convinced that they shouldn't have won and that they still should be able to win because they really are superior after all.
I love these people. I just love these people. All right. So, you know, a lot of us, in Los Angeles where I live, it is, you just can't get a gun permit here. Yeah, and it's almost impossible to carry one. It's almost impossible to have one. I'm even afraid to, you know, we're 5 miles away from a gun range, and with all the restrictions in place, you have to think five times before you decide whether you want to go to the gun range or not. Now, in 2016, there was an all-out assault on gun rights. And what are some of the victories that you feel we won or your organization won in 2016 to allow people to keep carrying guns?
Frankly, I think the biggest one right off the top, and there have been others, but the biggest one nationally that I think many people would be aware of is that the presidential candidate that came out clearly in favor of Australian gun control, Hillary Clinton, was making it plain when she said that she wanted to confiscate probably half the firearms owned by Americans, all semi-automatics. You can go online right now and see pictures of firearms piled high, maybe 2-3 stories high, waiting to go through grinders to destroy them in Australia. That was Hillary Clinton, and there were other issues. I mean, because she was a sort of an equal opportunity offender, but that was a key issue in her defeat. This elitist arrogance that even surpassed some of the Republicans that just assumed that guns were bad, especially in your hands or in my hands, not so much if they're in the hands of the Secret Service, then they can have machine guns to protect her royal behind. But anybody else, of course not. And it was that elitism that I think, as much as anything, got a lot of people's teeth on edge. And I think that cost her dearly. And she just wasn't, she really wasn't suited to be an American politician.
I agree with you. I think what I've seen happen with the elitists, I don't have any other name for them. I'm not just throwing that out there because you did or somebody else did. But I think the beauty behind that is that when you start walking around with a holier-than-thou attitude, right, mm-hmm. I think you turn people off. And the average American says, well, wait, what? You think you're better than I am? And even people who didn't own guns were not comfortable with taking guns away from everybody, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I probably ought to back up and apologize for having indicated that the French were sort of the role model for Hillary Clinton. I'm not sure that that's going to be true much longer. Francois Hollande, the socialist who's running for president, he's out of the running, I guess. He's dropped out of one of the primaries. But anyway, he's probably going to be toast. And the real contest is between a nationalist, Le Pen, and another guy by the name of Fillon, who sounds almost like an American conservative. And it seems to me that maybe the French have said enough, or however you say it in French. They do not want any more Charlie Hebdo's or the Bataclan theater massacres. I don't know if they've come to the point where they realize it'd be pretty cool if they were carrying their own guns and not waiting 20 minutes for the cops to go pick up their own before they can get back to the Bataclan theater on their bicycles. What a funny notion they have for police work. But anyway, that I think is was big stuff. And when the French are moving in that direction, when a guy with a similar worldview to Hollande was defeated in Italy, we've probably all your listeners have heard about Brexit, where the European Union was given a rather vulgar salute by the British voters and told them to go packing. When Merkel in Germany, former young communist marching in communist youth parades in East Germany, their
what is it, their prime minister, I guess, she's in real trouble because she's such a doofus, insisting that you handle the jihadi with compassion. Good grief. These people are, you know, they belong in an asylum, not running a country. And I think a lot of the people of these Western European countries have come to the same conclusion. And a lot of the rest of Europe, the Poles and some of the other the Austrians and the Hungarians, they're telling the Muslims, you've had it, pal, you're not coming in here anymore.
No, and you know what was funny was when, and not funny, huh? You know what I mean? Is when the Muslim rape squads were going around and they were being caught. So instead of the German government coming out and telling people how to protect themselves, what they said was the way not to incite this kind of thing is for females not to be out alone, to be out two by two, and it wouldn't hurt to cover your head and your face. And I'm thinking to myself, really? So they have to give up their way of living because you won't allow them to protect themselves or you won't enforce the law as a whole. It's just nuts.
Truly imperialist view inherent in much of Islam. They've got this view of Sharia that Muslim law should apply. And when they subscribe to that, and an awful lot of Muslims do, you got a real recipe for trouble. And people who think that not only are they entitled to violence against the host country, but that it's actually a duty. And for somebody like the German leader Merkel to continue to invite them into her country is basically to tell her fellow Germans, too bad if somebody gets your throats cut.
Yeah, it is terrible. And people, it's funny how this country, our leaders in this country can't look and say, my God, if it's happening there, it could just as easily happen here. How do we fix that? How do we make it better?
From time to time, there was a woman in Oklahoma who had her head virtually cut off, and another woman almost suffered the same fate from a jihadi. It's just that it hasn't been quite as pervasive, I guess is the word here. And part of it, let's face it, is that in most of our country, we have a practical right to keep and bear arms, not Chicago, where they lost over 740 people murdered in a city with probably the worst gun control of any place in our country. You can't protect yourself, but the criminals...
Larry, we got to hold that thought. We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. We'll be back with Larry Pratt in a few minutes.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. The venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us. We'll be back tomorrow, raring and ready to go. You better be ready for me, because I'm ready for you.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We're back. You're listening to The Real Side on TCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can make fun of the writers. You can make fun of me. My latest piece up there. You got to check out my latest piece up there, okay? And it's kind of a misnomer. It's lessons not learned in 2016. And actually, it's aimed at the Democrats and what they didn't learn. And the proof that they didn't learn anything out of everything that went down is they're doing the same stuff coming into 2017. You got to check it out. Besides, if you head up to the website again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. I want to get right back to my guest because I don't want to waste his time. I'm enjoying my time with him tonight. Larry Pratt has joined me. He's the executive director of Gun Owners of America. He's been there over 30 years. And the GOA is a national membership organization of well over 300,000 I love the Americans dedicated to. I love the fact that you sort Americans and well over a million up on your Facebook and social media pages. So, Larry, again, thanks for joining me tonight.
It's a thrill to work with that many people, because when they hear from us about something going on in Washington, they will often send in an email. We make that easy, but nevertheless, they'll do it, send an email to their member of Congress. And it's not unusual to be up on the Hill, and any number of us at the office have heard from somebody in a congressman's office. Okay, we're hearing from your people. Okay.
I think it's great. I think it's the way it should be. You know, sometimes people need a little poke, a prod, a little push, and you can get them to move and actually get something done. But all right, so last segment, we talked a little bit about how we overcame 2016, and I am thrilled but surprised at the same time. Coming into 2017, Trump has made a lot of promises to the House and the Senate. I know we've had power before. What are you hoping for? What do you believe will happen in 2017?
Well, there's a couple of gun measures that are on the top of the agenda, and one I think has a pretty good chance of making it through the Congress and, of course, being signed by the new president. The idea is that your concealed carry permit, obviously, if you're from Massachusetts, it's not as easy to get one as it is from, say, Virginia, where Gun Owners of America is located. But if you have one, you would be able, under this measure that Senator Cornyn has been sponsoring, you'd be able to go to New York City with it or to Chicago with it, and you'd be able to carry your firearm there. Just the same as you do when you drive to those cities. You don't need an Illinois or a New York driver's license, so you'd be able to take your concealed carry license into those places. And it uses Article 4 of the Constitution that says that states must recognize the acts of other states. So it's not like something is being invented, or some have been concerned, well, isn't this contrary to the federal system? No, it's actually quite consistent with what the Constitution provides. So that, I think, has a lot of support. We were counting it up the other day, and we've had pretty much half of the Congress supporting this, and the main obstacle, of course, was our current dear leader, but he leaves fairly soon, not quite soon enough, but he's going to be out of there soon, and I think once the Republican leadership finally swallows hard and decides that maybe this is something they're going to have to do, I think Trump will sign it pretty readily. So the national concealed carry recognition of other states' licenses, that's first and foremost. Right behind that, hopefully, will be the elimination of all federal requirements for gun-free zones. So by executive order, Trump could undo this insane ban on self-defense firearms on military installations. Oh. Which is just, mind-boggling. We've had not one, but two at least major terrorist attacks. And they weren't just nut jobs. These were Muslim jobbies going off, at least Major Nadal. And that would be legislation that needs to go through. And I think Trump will probably sign that, too, just from what I'm learning more and more about the way he seems to think, the fact that he's taken the opportunity to expressly support the Cornyn law, the recognition of other states' concealed carry permits, makes me hope that he wouldn't have much trouble getting rid of gun-free zones either. Obviously, his office in the Trump Tower has not been a gun-free zone. Even before the Secret Service invaded it, he's been a concealed carry license holder for quite some time in New York. A testament, I guess, to the amount of money he has, because that was one of the major requirements. He just had to outlast the bureaucrats. He had to have enough money to do it. But I think Trump is going to be fairly supportive of a Second Amendment, a proactive agenda. I think from what we seem to be able to get from his statements and even his own actions, he's comfortable with that. So we'll see, but that at least is at the federal level what we're hoping for. At the state level, there's a dozen states already that have constitutional carry, meaning you don't need a permit at all. They really take the Second Amendment seriously. You have a right to keep and bear arms, and it shall not be infringed. In those dozen states, it's not infringed. Well, there's three states that are apparently lining up to do it right away in this new year, Texas being the biggest one of them, and that would take us up to 15 right off the top pretty early on. I'm hoping that states like my own in Virginia, where legislation has been introduced but has just kind of sat there, hopefully some of the Republican establishment, which has had a pretty good control of the legislature in Virginia for a while, is going to relent and realize that they're not on the winning side of history when they continue this elitist notion that only they and the state police, in the case of legislators in Virginia, that protect them ought to have guns readily available. That's a passing notion that we're beginning to see more and more popular support for the idea that, yeah, the average American ought to be able to have a gun. What do you do when your average bank robber or your unaverage jihadi is standing there with a gun about ready to blow your head off? You're just going to say, well, shoot here?
Well, Larry, what's really funny is you and I post the stories all the time, but people say, no, you know what? Somebody who has a gun or has a license to carry a concealed gun, they've never really saved anyone. I'm going, really, do you not read the paper? Or do you not understand, you're not supposed to go buy a gun. You just don't get a concealed, weapons permit. You learn how to use it. You are ready for these things, right?
And in the states, the dozen already where you don't need a permit, that's what people do anyway. Americans aren't quite as stupid as the elite thinks they are. And in the states where you had constitutional carry, you don't have the kinds of problems that the anti-Second Amendment folks keep talking about. You notice that all the problems with something like constitutional carry are in the conditional tense. Now, I shouldn't be using the English lessons that I learned 50 years ago because it's probably not something that's taught anymore. But could have, would have, might have happened. Well, show us an actual example of somebody that shot the wrong person in a self-defense situation. In fact, self-defense situations, as you indicated, do occur, and they occur where the guy that needs getting shot gets shot. That's simple.
and some of these comments that people will make to me, you're sitting there, you're dumbfounded. You're looking at this, and you're thinking to yourself, my God, seriously? You're going to make a comment like that? You're going to tell me that there's no way I can protect? I've got video clips of 82-year-old men, protecting three or four people that were just about ready to get shot. An 82-year-old guy with a gun kind of levels the playing field, right?
Oh, man. One of my favorite is a story that came out of Chicago shortly after a court told Illinois and Chicago that they had to allow concealed carry. An Uber driver had managed to crawl over political glass, managed to get his concealed carry permit, and shortly after he'd gotten it, he's driving his car, and he sees this dude jump into view and start shooting into a group of people. Apparently, some gangbanger was going to do a little mass murder for the get the day started. And the Uber driver jumped out and got a draw on the guy, and I forget whether he had to shoot him or not, but anyway, an armed good guy stopped the bad guy with the gun. The element of surprise shifted from the bad guy to the good guy, and that was the end of the threat. In fact, I've gotten to know pretty well a guy from South Africa in church on a Sunday night, huge church, and there were several hundred people even at that service, and he sat as a matter of premeditation way in the back and kind of above most of the people in front, down in front, we could say, in a theater.
You gotta We got to go. You know how it works with the clock. We're up against it. Tell people quick where they can get a hold of you.
It was that simple. If you want to know more, go to gunowners.org and get signed up. Get our email, please.
Yeah, we're going to put all the information up on the website, up on Facebook. You guys got to get involved with this organization. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back right after this. Don't go far.